Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by the mayor of Monroe, Jamie Mayo. And Mayor Mayo is running for re-election, Election Day coming up on July 11th. Welcome to Lanyap, and thanks for being with us today.
Always a pleasure, Corey, to be with you, and always a pleasure to have an opportunity to communicate and inform our public.
We've been talking to the candidates this week, and a reminder that early voting is still going on, in-person voting, July 11th. Tell me a little bit about what's been happening since we last talked back before COVID a few months ago.
I'll tell you what, Corey, it's been a very, very tough and challenging year. Of course, the election was moved 3 times. And of course, we have been dealing with COVID-19 pandemic, but we also dealt with the tornado that occurred on Easter Sunday morning. And of course, we also dealt with rising water of the Ouachita River. And of course, we were dealing with 5 emergency declarations at the same time. And that's been very, very difficult. That's why I'm running on the fact that experience matters, because anytime that you have to deal with that many emergencies, in addition to continuing to run the city, you just can't have anybody in there who doesn't have any experience or background to be able to do so. But a lot of things have gone on, but we've been able to maintain regardless of some of the challenges that we've had, particularly with the pandemic.
I need to ask a little bit about the budget and the pandemic. I think you were set to have a good budget year, and then the pandemic came along. What is this going to do to the tax monies that the city sees and do to the city's budget?
Well, in the last quarter, Corey, we were projecting a $600,000 surplus. And of course, when the pandemic hit and the stay-at-home order by the governor, and of course, we were doing the same here in the city of Monroe, we were predicting that we were going to have probably a $1 million deficit. Now, as you move on to May 1st, which is the start of the new fiscal year, and we were projecting for April probably a 25% decrease on sales taxes, and then in May a 50%. But quite frankly, it's been better. It's been much better. In May, we predicted a 50% drop in sales taxes, and it's only been, quite frankly, I say only 8.9%. So that's great news, believe it or not. And then April was about an 11% drop in sales taxes. So I believe that I'm going to predict for this fiscal year a surplus again, even though we still have to make some budget cuts and do some things, but we did not lay anybody off. We did do some cutting measures to be able to accommodate. But again, all of that is due to some of the experience that we've had over the years, but also the experience that we have with my department heads as well as division heads. So they understand the model that we have in place, and we've been very successful. That's why we have a $14 million surplus and a AA- bond rating, and there's not a large city in the state of Louisiana that's in better financial shape. In fact, there's not very many small cities or villages that's in better shape than the city of Monroe. And we're very, very proud of that. But it's because of hard work.
Every city has its challenges and problems. What are some issues that you're trying to address right now?
Well, right now, of course, the pandemic is one of the biggest issues, because we're trying to keep everybody safe. And we're asking them to adhere to the mitigation measures of washing your hands, social distancing, and also wearing a mask in public. And we want to commend those that are doing that, but there's so many that are not. That's why our numbers are rising. So that's an issue. Also, an issue having to deal with some of the blighted properties on the south side of the city of Monroe. We have torn down about 1,000 houses, but then we replaced some of those properties with houses. We have 11 different subdivisions. Not all of them are on the south side, but those are not replaced. Unfortunately, there's obnoxious growth of grass, so trying to maintain that is an issue as well. Also, we do have a divided community, quite frankly. I advocate trying to do everything that we can to close that gap. It's very difficult to close the racial gap, because I always say that in order to bring the community together, you need to have opportunities going to people that may not look like you, but they may be qualified. We do that in the city of Monroe because we have a diverse administration. My executive staff is very diverse, and we want everybody in the community to be able to do that as well. So when you say that we're going to bring the community together, you need to do it economically, and then everything else fall in place.
There's a lot of untapped potential in the south side of Monroe. What would you do to encourage business growth?
Well, the bottom line is, since I've been the mayor, Corey, we have had 2,000 new businesses of all sizes that have opened shop in Monroe, and several of them have been on the south side. In fact, I live on the south side, and you see the opportunities that's there. So it's not there on the south side. You have a restaurant on the south side. You also have retail businesses on the south side, in addition to offices on the south side, pharmacies, medical. And you have a number of different businesses on the south side. So that's good. You try to support them and build on that. But in addition to that, you do everything that you can to create an environment, continue to create an environment that's conducive, that people that come on the south side have an opportunity to have a return on their investment. The incubator at ULM, we have supported them with $50,000. Quite frankly, I do business with about three of them. So there's opportunities for them to do things on the south side. The South Side Economic Development District, I was able to, through the city council support, was able to contribute about $250,000. We bought the building that they're in, and we're also very instrumental in helping to get the tax passed for them. They're getting a hotel tax, so they're there specifically to help District 3, 4, and 5. So there are a lot of things that we've done on the south side to help small businesses, and we'll continue to do so.
What do you think sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, first of all, experience matters, and none of my opponents have the qualification or the background, education background, or the experience to be able to do this job, to deal with a multi-million dollar budget, over 1,100 employees. Nobody has done that, even come close to that. But I've been here for almost 19 years. Change has come to Monroe in so many different ways, with the airport, public safety center, the best fiscal situation we've ever had, with a $14 million surplus and all these consecutive surplus, and just a number of positive things. So we want to continue that trend, and we'll be able to with the support of the citizens of the city of Monroe. My number is 189. I do ask for your support, your vote, and early voting ends on Saturday, so we appreciate it if you vote early as well. But God bless you and keep you in his care.
You've been listening to Lanyap. To find out about this and other Lanyaps, be sure and visit our website, kedm.org.